Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm your host, Albert Morales, and this morning's conversation is with Roy Bernardi, Deputy Secretary at HUD. Also joining us in our conversation from IBM is Steve Sika. Roy, as you know, since the inception in 2001, the President's Management Agenda, or PMA, has been the key strategy for improving the federal agency management and performance. Could you give us a sense of how HUD leadership approached the PMA from the beginning, and what are some of the critical lessons learned from these efforts?
Well, the main goal of the management initiative is to improve service and make the agencies more efficient and more effective. The President laid this down in 2001, and Clay Johnson over at OMB, he's made sure that every department has taken it to heart and has done what's necessary. Secretary Jackson and I were committed to the goals of the PMA and to improving our programs at HUD. Just briefly, the PMA measures government programs. We have a traffic light system. We have green, yellow, and red. And in 2002, all six of HUD's initial PMA initiatives had red scores. Not good. The initiative red, of course, means serious jeopardy and unlikely to realize objectives. As of 2008, we have improved scores on five of those initiatives. We're green on three initiatives, we're yellow on two, and we're red on only one, competitive sourcing. And competitive sourcing has proved quite a challenge. Just briefly with that, you have programs that are done in-house or in-agency, and you source them out, and it's difficult. You would think there'd be an awful lot of folks out there that would like to compete with the federal agency in a particular program, but we have found that very difficult, but we're still trying to go with it. We're the first agency to achieve green scores on two additional, beside the six multi-agency initiatives, the faith-based community initiative, and as we talked about earlier, eliminating improper payments. We set the mark there. Pretty much, we feel good with our objectives. We've done some nice things. The goal is to obviously be green on all the areas, on status and in progress. But we were red. I remember we were red back in 2004 when I became the deputy on just about everything. But the way to do it is every single initiative to put a person or persons in charge, as I mentioned earlier with my management style, and say, here's what OMB, here's what GAO wants, here's what we need to achieve. Let's set the guideline for doing it. We do it quarterly. And we're graded quarterly on our status, and we're graded quarterly on our performance, and we feel very good about how far we've come.
Well, certainly you and your team should be commended. That's an incredible accomplishment in such a brief period of time. In a related area, Roy, with the new OMB Improved Credit Management Initiative, agencies are set to strengthen the way they award and service loans, manage portfolios, and collect debts. Could you tell us about your department's management and strategy for improving your credit management capability? And what has the department done to refine and strengthen the use of risk-based techniques for monitoring credit-based programs?
Okay, HUD has traditionally been a leader on OMB's Credit Program Policy Council. Through efforts such as sharing and expanding FHA's Credit Alert Interactive Voice Response System, there's another acronym for you, huh? Mm-hmm. That process for use by all federal programs is a systemic means of flagging entities indebted to the government through loan defaults or other activities to preclude giving them further benefits until their debts are paid. FHA, as you know, administers one of the largest and most successful housing loan guarantee programs in the world. Since 1934, its initiative, we provided mortgage insurance to over 35 million single-family households and over 50,000 multifamily housing projects containing approximately 5.7 million apartment units. FHA is a self-sustaining government corporation that operates off of insurance premiums rather than taxpayers' dollars. So they have to manage their risk to survive, just like any commercial business. FHA's single-family housing mortgage insurance program was on the GAO's high-risk program list when we arrived back in 2001. Through a separate HUD management and performance initiative of the President's Management Agenda, which predated the newer credit management initiative, HUD has already completed a number of significant internal control improvements to reduce the risk of FHA single-family housing mortgage insurance program. The implementation of Credit Watch and Appraiser Watch systems and the implementation of the total automated underwriting process. These risk management improvements are primary factors in GAO's removal of the FHA program from the high-risk list in January of 2007. FHA's effective risk management practices are a reason why FHA can effectively serve to provide home buyers a lower cost and less risky alternative to the subprime market. And again, I will make the plug for the modernization for the Congress to act very quickly to give us what we need in FHA so that we can help even more people.
Roy, as you know, the President's e-government initiative stresses the value of electronic methods for providing greater levels of public service at lower cost. HUD is a recognized leader among government agencies for this initiative. Would you elaborate on your department's efforts in this area?
HUD works in partnership with other federal agencies to provide the public with simple, easy-to-use governmental services and information. These services are accessible, effective, and reduce the burden for our customers and are saving money and time across the participating federal agencies. Basically, almost everything is electronic now. The applications that come in for all of our various programs are, we require them to be electronic. If they're not electronic, you're not able to compete for the grants. We have had significant accomplishments with the e-loans and grants.gov. The e-loans collected $6 million in delinquent debts and grants.gov cost savings of $2.5 million. So we're very pleased with what we've been able to do with the e-government initiative.
Good. Well, let's move to something now that we're hearing a lot about in the news, and that's predatory lending. Predatory lending involves deception and fraud by creditors, mortgage brokers, or even home improvement contractors. It's harmful not only to the consumer, but also harms the economic vitality of the community at large. What steps is HUD taking to reduce predatory lending, and what can be done beyond educating potential home buyers to recognize such practices?
Well, Steve, you mentioned educating potential home buyers, and we've increased funding for housing counseling by 200% since 2001. It's very, very important to educate families so they have the financial literacy to protect themselves against predatory lenders. This year, we awarded $50 million in funding to provide classes and personal assistance to prospective buyers and renters, as well as current homeowners who are having trouble making their mortgage payments. Of course, it's wrong. It's a violation of federal law, and Secretary Jackson has created a Fair Lending Division within the Office of Fair Housing and Equal Opportunity to focus specific attention on enforcement of fair lending laws. We have enforcement actions that we can take. I mentioned the educational component part of it. I think people have to be aware that, unfortunately, there are people out there that would take advantage, and with our Office of Fair Housing and Equal Opportunity, they've done more. In fact, they've been out there monitoring and bringing more charges and more enforcement and working with the Inspector General's office to make sure that we let it be known out there that we don't tolerate this.
Sounds like the right actions to take. We're in a time of tight budgets and constrained funding, and agencies are often challenged with the need to implement needed infrastructure modifications, including needed IT system upgrades for ongoing and new programs, such as any changes required by the FHA modernization bill, which you've mentioned. Has this impacted HUD, and if so, what actions is the department taking to mitigate these challenges?
Well, IT funding is an area where we could still use some help from Congress. We've been at them all year, going back and forth. Unfortunately, Congress continues to cut our IT funding requests. We have one of the lowest IT budgets in the federal government, even though we have one of the largest and most complex program structures. When HUD has been given IT resources, we're very successful in effectively utilizing them. Let's put it this way. If you're going to modernize and you're going to consolidate your various systems that you have, you need the resources to do that. And we're very hopeful that, like we talked about, the enterprise income verification system, for example. You know, we need to do more of that, but you need resources to do that so that your information technology system is up to date, that it's effective, and that you can continue to improve it as time goes by.
Roy, as you look back at the management challenges that you, the Secretary, and your staff have faced over the last 4 to 5 years, what are some of the success stories that you're most proud of?
Well, most proud of, as I mentioned earlier, removing HUD from the GAO high-risk program list in January of 2007. I mean, we've been on that since 1994, and that was just a significant achievement. We strengthened internal controls in two of our largest program areas, single-family housing mortgage insurance and rental housing assistance. Internal controls go such a long way in making sure that that the money ends up where it needs to go. And by doing that, we gained support for these programs from OMB and Congress. And now HUD efficiently and effectively provides affordable rental housing and homeownership opportunities to nearly 10 million low-income American households a year. Very, very proud of that. We're proud of the much-needed upgrades to our 40-year-old headquarters facility. We have a new child care center that just opened, and we'll be opening a new cafeteria and a new auditorium any day now. And, you know, it's rewarding to know that we're leaving the agency substantially better than we found it in 2001.
That's great. What does the future hold for the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development? We will ask Roy Bernardi, Deputy Secretary at HUD, to share with us when the conversation about management continues on the Business of Government Hour.